Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin a new week of broadcasting about the stuff of life, political stuff of life that really does make a difference in your world. One of them is, well, a couple of things that happened over the weekend. You know, Kate just decided that, yeah, it doesn't matter what the CDC says. She's going to make the rules for Oregon, folks, when it comes to wearing a mask. Well, that's created a little bit of a problem. There's an Oregonian story about as maskless shopping and dining return, businesses are loath to become Oregon's vaccination police. Yep. They are, and with good reason. It's called lawsuits, folks. Okay. Yeah. It's called lawsuits. Now, under federal law, can you really ask the question? Can you? There was a story from yesterday about a quote-unquote, this is from the Central Oregon Daily, a health law expert says HIPAA law doesn't stop business owners from asking if you've got proof of vaccination. This, we're going to get into that a little bit because it really does play into with how all of this plays out that affects your life. Truly. Also, Second Amendment sanctuary cases. You heard that on First American News a few minutes ago about this. Second Amendment sanctuary is being tried in court in Oregon. It's our first case, and it is a Columbia County ban that was approved narrowly, as the AP says, last year, that bans local officials from enforcing most federal and state gun laws, which includes things like universal background checks and any prohibition on carrying guns. Oh, you know, like the one that Fred Girard and the other five Rhino Oregon Republican senators decided to let pass because they wouldn't walk away. Because, you know, they got bought off with that $4 million apiece, right? Again, if you've done the math, you know that your life to them is worth $28. Do the math. 4 million divided by 143,000. It's 28 bucks, folks. That's what Fred and company did to you. Made it harder for you because not only was it the ban on local, not only was it local governments giving them the opportunity now to ban you as a concealed carry holder because you're the ones committing all the crimes out there, right? He said, tongue-in-cheek. It's not only that, but it's the gun storage provision that they geniusly rolled into it that makes it harder for you to defend your family at home. Thank you, Fred. Anyway, sorry, I'm just reverting to whatever. Anyway, this Columbia County measure, approved by the voters, says, hey, you know what? We're not going to enforce that. And the sheriff there agrees. There are over 1,200 local governments in the United States, according to this story, and you heard it on, again, First American News, that have adopted these types of Second Amendment sanctuary kind of resolutions. Some have no teeth. In this case, this one has teeth. Now, this hasn't yet really been faced anywhere, any serious legal challenges, but this is the first one. And there's a provision of state law that allows a judge to examine a measure before it goes into effect. Okay. So what if the judge says, well, sorry, this is just unconstitutional, And of course, the Bloomberg organization, Everytown, says it's unconstitutional, as does others. Here's the problem. It doesn't matter. It's the will of the people, don't you understand? And the will of the people is going to be enforced by the sheriff, who has expressed his support. Now, he's mentioned in this story, by the way. Oregon Firearms Federation, of course, isn't commenting on a request for comment on this story. But the sheriff is quoted here as saying, well, he's not quoted. He's just saying he has expressed support, saying in a March statement that one of his responsibilities is to uphold people's Second Amendment rights, and he's eager to move forward with the will of the voters. Yes. So you want to talk about that today, or you want to talk about how the heck are we going to figure out, seriously, folks, the mask thing, now that there's widespread confusion. Now, let me tell you in a moment exactly how, well, at least I'm approaching that for the moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you're interested in giving me your thoughts about Kate's blocking the CDC's recommendation, because she says, well, we're going to come up with further guidance. That's where the amazing confusion about all of this comes in, because actually Kate has just got to be fit to be tied. Why? Because this puts her in a no-win situation. And she hears the footsteps of the recall down in California, because it too has now put Gavin Newsom in that very same position, even though he's trying to buy people off with free money. It ain't going to work. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment on the mask rule and how that's going to impact your life when you go anywhere in public now, or the Second Amendment sanctuary ordinance. Should sheriffs absolutely say, I don't care what the courts say, I am the highest legal authority in this county, according to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, and guess what? I ain't enforcing Senate Bill 554 or anything else that comes from the rhino Republican senators that stood around and sold us out and got bought off, or the Democrats. I'm just not putting up with any of it. That's the sheriffs that we need to stand up and support. Every one of them that makes that decision to do that, we need to be on the phone to them. We need to write them letters. In fact, even before they have to make that decision, we want them to know what we think. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220. .am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And by the way, Barbara sent me that news story. It's on Newsmax. I mean, it's all across the country because it is an AP story now, about how this is the first test of a sanctuary people's ordinance. You wait to see if they don't try to nullify it. By the way, folks, if you have not seen this, and thanks to Avis for sending this to me, because this is, if you have not seen the Coin 6 TV series about Is Portland Over? You need to. You need to watch that video. From Wonderful to War Zone. Yeah. From Wonderful to War Zone. If you watch this thing, it's about 10 minutes long. It says everything you need to know. If ever you have something that you can just share with people in your world to help them be convinced, they should watch this. If they haven't seen it, they need to. We're going to go to Ron in just a moment. I want to remind you, friends, of Wilsonville Auto Repair, Mr. Transmission, Mile X. They're a great company that can take care of your car. Not just your transmission, by the way. Lots of other brakes. They have a free auto check if you're kind of worried about your car. This is where you need to go. Wilsonville Auto Repair. Run up the freeway to them. It's well worth it. They've got a great, on their website, which is Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. They've got a $200 off a transmission repair certificate, plus lots of other very satisfied customer comments. Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Hanging in there. But overall, I'm sorry we have traitors in our midst. But overall, I feel that we need, I think that Kate Brown has overstepped her bounds. With the Oregon Health Authority having the rights to go through and request medical records without due process, doesn't it violate the Fourth Amendment, right, illegal search and seizure without a probable cause? Even though it may be a pandemic, they still should not be able to do this stuff. And a lot of these employers are mandating, with half the population that is already, 2 million people have already been basically eviscerated, you know, they've been inoculated with this Section 13 emergency use. And at the same time, you have asymptomatics. Now, my question is this. If Roe versus Wade says, my body, my choice, nobody should be able to judge or anything of that nature, doesn't it apply with the employers asking questions of my rights under the HIPAA laws, under the Nuremberg Code, going back to the 1947 decision in Germany? That's the question people need to ask. When you read that Nuremberg Code that they made, it really addresses these type of tactics that the Nazis or Stalin has done. And to be penalized, why don't they just go in there and put the Star of David on like they did in 1936, 85 years ago. And the last thing is, we need to, I'd like to see our Republican friends add an amendment to Senate Bill 865 that's trying to take my leadership down. First of all, it's unconstitutional because you're dealing with a 513C. Number two, if they're going to do that, and Mr. Bill Hansel's opinion page says it's okay, the question is what Kate Brown did to Jenny Burdick or to Senator Peter Courtney with his conflict of influence by being signed to Western Oregon University? Doesn't that mean that they're being their conflict of interest in that situation? Should they not be doing two jobs at once if they're going to go after because of now minus a few people, Mr. Finley and Mr. Rob Wagner and Bill Hansel, Mr. 47% conservative vote and sold us down a river like creek without a water? Shouldn't we be addressing those issues? I like an amendment added to it to where no senator or representative should be working for the state. Receiving a pension.
It's 6:20 in the morning. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate your thoughts. All good.
God bless you.
On the money. More on if a business can ask you if you've been vaccinated or not when we come back. Don't go away. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 22 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us, friends. So here's what we're talking about. Kate, well, really kind of blocks the CDC's saying, you know what, if you've been vaccinated, you don't got to wear a mask anymore. She kind of blocks that. So we're talking about that and the Second Amendment sanctuary ordinance that has been the first of its kind that is being tested in court, the first test, rather, in court. It's the Columbia County initiative. So how do you think all that's going to play out? Well, let me just throw this out to you. What happens if Kate says, you know what, doesn't matter what the CDC says. My executive powers give me the right to do whatever I want. And you know what? I think that I'm going to require businesses to ask you at the door, if you don't have a mask on, have you been vaccinated? And you're going to have to prove it. What if Kate says that? How would you react to it? If other states, and again, you know this show, what is the show about? It's about the political issues of the day that impact your life and how you can use them to persuade a persuadable person and ultimately change our world through elections. How would you react to that? If other states, as you know, have no mask rules at all, period, and they're having less problems than Oregon is in terms of COVID and that kind of thing, don't you think that makes a difference? How people think? They ought to. I think it does. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I will get to, what if Kate says you gotta ask as a business? And if you don't, OSHA is gonna fine you. And we're gonna send health inspectors in there posing as customers. And if you don't ask because they walk in without wearing a mask, they're gonna fine you. Kind of a position does that put a business owner in? That's the subject of the Oregonian story about that. And this HIPAA law expert who says, you know, they can ask because HIPAA law only covers the medical community, doesn't cover private business. Interesting. So also a CBD that makes your life better. So over the weekend, I had a little bit of a lower back issue, and I put CBD on it. I rubbed on that pain stick, and the pain went away. I'm not kidding you. And it stayed away for a good day. Now, this is the beauty of using CBD products made in Oregon by ProBioscience right here in Salem. And they use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is of the highest quality because Oregon has the toughest standards in the nation. Go to their website and look at all of their great products, and not just the pain stick that you hear me rave about, because, folks, it really works for me, and it'll work for you. But all the other products, like the tinctures that I use to put under my tongue on some nights when I just feel like I'm not going to sleep well, it really does help me sleep better. And they've got great beauty products, ladies. Check it out. Pro-Bioscience.com. That is the website. Pro-Bioscience.com. And if you use the discount code for a 15% discount, the discount code MOTHER, is Mother's Day month, MOTHER, you get that 15% off. You can also check out their great products at Liquivana Vape Shops, both in Silverton and in Molalla, or at the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater. Pro-Bioscience.com. So this Central Oregon Daily News has this story, and they quote this health law expert, which is Katie Spector Baghdadi, juris doctor from Michigan, University of Michigan. She says, your health information isn't quite as private as you think it is. And she said, yes, businesses have the right to ask you for a vaccination card. She's quoted as saying people have this expectation that they have this general right of health privacy that isn't necessarily true. Individual businesses, so if I'm going into a clothing store and they ask me if I'm vaccinated, they have every right to ask me if I'm vaccinated. However, I also have every right to decline to give them that information. They cannot compel me to tell them whether I'm vaccinated or not. But if I don't tell them, they have every right to tell me I don't have the right to come in. Now, I think this is probably going to be tested in court, as it should be. Now, you got to understand, this woman comes from the left. First of all, University of Michigan, but she was also associate director of Obama's Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues. This will get tested in court, and it should. Because I think the court has impliedly interpreted this to be much broader than just applying to health entities like hospitals or doctors. I think it is a lot more broader than that. Should it be tested in court? What will you do? Let me tell you what I did on Saturday. I go to a restaurant where I meet with a friend, and typically Saturday mornings we have coffee and breakfast together. They have required masks to open up. And I asked them, so how are you going to deal with this now? And basically, they told us, if you don't have a mask, we're just going to let you walk in. We're not going to ask. We're not going to say anything to you because we don't know where we stand with Kate's interpretation of all of this. And that's part of the story here in the Oregonian. So how is it going to change your habits? I can tell you that for certain, if I go into a restaurant and they say, "Nah, sorry, you gotta wear the mask anyway," I'm probably gonna go to a restaurant that says, "Nope, come on in." How about you? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Your Talk. 6:30. Let's talk about it on the other side.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back 24 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about Kate. Well, Governor Kate might just, as Lars put out, it's on the Oregon Catalyst. I'll have it up on the show plan. There's this piece about Kate actually blocks the CDC's no mask requirement if you've been vaccinated. And the confusion that causes amongst businesses who don't want to be the vaccination cops, folks. They don't want to be vax cops. How's it going to impact your life? What do you even 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, look, the other thing is the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance in Columbia County is being challenged in court, made national news. So what if now it's being tested in that this is a judge is going to say, well, before it gets into law, or actually it's been passed by the voters, it hasn't yet taken effect. I'm going to decide if it can take effect or not. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220. Should it? Okay. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go first to Glenn, and then we'll go to Rich. Morning, Glenn.
Yeah, Jeff. The governor's on thin ice. I think the state of Oregon's on thin ice. A lot of people are leaving Oregon, going to states that are not putting up with this West Coast hunt-up between the three, Washington, Oregon, California. they want us under their thumb, regardless of what the other states are doing. And the only reason she sits in that seat is that she's got Obama or Biden money coming in to replace the money that's now gone from Oregon, the companies that are leaving, especially the semiconductor, Taiwan semiconductor, now choosing Arizona with $21 billion in investments, and many of the machinery is leaving Oregon to other Asia or Arizona. So she only has enough time to live on Biden's money until this state starts financially hurting big time. So is she going to then go to Washington, D.C. and try to continue her escapade after she bankrupts Oregon?
Well, probably. This is why I think she's walking a very fine line here, because again, and I'm quite serious when I say this, Glenn, I think she's hearing the footsteps of recall in California. See, if she gets a successful recall filed against her in Oregon, it stops her. I mean, really, it she's so damaged politically, Joe Biden isn't going to hire her to do anything for him. Okay? So I think you're right. I think you're sense of that. And I think that's why I think ultimately she's going to come down on the side of saying, nah, we're just going to let the CDC thing go. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But Jeff, we'd have to recall both her and her replacement, because like you said, her replacement is worse. We don't have the authority to elect a new governor if she's impeached.
Yes, you're right about that. We don't.
So we would have to run two recalls for both of them.
We don't. Well,
at the same time.
First of all, we don't have impeachment, okay? We're the only state in the union that doesn't have impeachment. We only have recall. If she's recalled, Shamia Fagan becomes the governor.
We've gained nothing.
No, in fact, it's worse. Shamia Fagan is a committed Marxist. You know, and while we, you know, joke about Kate being that, Shamia Fagan's far worse. Believe me, she is. Hey, Glenn, thanks. I appreciate you calling and sharing that thought with us. Go to Rich. Rich, by the way, Ava sent me these two initiatives, initiative number 27 and 28, and she wanted me to forward them to you, so I will forward them. These are brought forward by Ross Day, and both of them basically give us rights in the face of Kate's lockdowns. What do you think about that? You want to see them? I'll forward them to you.
Sure.
Okay. I will do that. Yeah, for sure.
Now,
well, what's
now
on
to
mind?
My thing.
Yeah.
If I was a store owner, say a restaurant, I would say, you give me $240,000 a year up front, cash up front, I'll start being your enforcer on the so-called, have you been vaccinated or are you not? That'll be tax-free money, by the way. Because I'm enforcing something that's stupid. Why shouldn't I get paid for it? And the other thing about Kate Brown going to Washington, D.C., he's surrounding himself with incompetent idiots. Look at John Kerry and the rest of them. So she could join real well.
Yeah, she'd be right at home, wouldn't she? Yeah, she.
So that's what I pose to Kate's people. You want me to enforce this? Then you have to put me on the salary. My salary is $240,000 a year, tax-free, up front. I want the whole year up front. And if I don't work the whole year, I still get the money.
Oh, that's a good idea. I mean, why not? I mean, it's as good an idea as any I've heard. So, Rich, I mean, business owners here are put, a lot of business owners think that they are in jeopardy if, in fact, they asked people for a vaccination card. And people, I mean, the restaurant that I went to, they simply said, we're just not going to do it. We're just going to assume.
Exactly. So, and if someone, if they challenge them, say, hey, I'm not the watchdog. Pay me for it and I'll think about it.
Well, fair enough. Thanks,
I mean,
Rich.
I'm just that way. If you want me to do something that's that stupid, I want money for it.
That's priceless. Thank you, Anne Marie, for sending me an email.
Right. It's
Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. It's a cartoon. And it is, it's somebody with two fingers holding up one of the masks. And it says, it's time. And then somebody below the mask is lighting it on fire with a cigarette lighter. Oh, I like that. That's a good one. 1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@20.am. Julie sends me an email, says, Sam, we were out and about and went to a place to eat. I was fumbling around for a mask. The owner told me not to bother. A sense of freedom. Luxury salt and pepper on the table. I will carry a mask and we'll put it on after explaining I'm vaccinated against everything, including rabies. Not that's good. Lee writes about Kate's stretch of power. Yeah. How much more are you going to allow before you do something? Portland rebuild will cost you an eye. Businesses are out of business. We pay for unemployment. Others come for the free handouts to live in tent camps, which we pay for. She wants to push the mask mandate further. She's put and control you. Looking at the CDC and the vaccine company are websites, this experimental injection doesn't stop the spread. Doesn't keep you from getting and has several side effects, including death. To be close to home, last Saturday, Mike Frith passed from complications from the injection. When are you going to do a little research to find out for yourself what a pandemic really is? A vaccinated person wearing a mask can still get a virus. Masks that are being worn can filter the 3-micron size of a virus. Do research. Get Kate out of Oregon. So, yeah, I need to make mention of the passing of Mike Frith. Mike Frith, longtime owner, our competing radio station, died Saturday. He had taken the vaccine a couple of weeks ago. He got sick from it, had a reaction. And he went into the hospital and they put him on life support. And ultimately, his family decided to pull the plug. Do pray for Mike and his family, for comfort for them. And frankly, it went through their entire radio station. Warren Franklin, whom you hear, does a lot of their remotes. He's, I guess, in intensive care unit with COVID. And others have had it. So remember Mike Frith's family in the 648. Back in a moment, folks. We'll get to Art and more of your emails when we come back.
Haiti believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In a moment, we're going to go back to the phones. It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Eric Yazer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor. That's why you ought to think about doing business with him. If you're thinking about you need repairs done on your home or your business, maybe it's time truly for that kitchen remodel, that bathroom model. It's one of the things that they specialize in. So why don't you check them out? Check out their website, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. I'll be damned if I'm going to get that vaccination. I want to live until God decides it's my time. And nobody, absolutely nobody, is going to force me to put something in my body that possibly will kill me, period. End of the conversation. I did want to say, I think that our local sheriffs and stuff need to protect our rights, and along with our county commissioners, and they're the ultimate authorities in our area. So hopefully we'll get good leadership there. I do want to say, and on Gun Talk this weekend, the guy who hosts that show had the liberal gun group who are organized there for our gun rights. They're fighting for our gun rights. In fact, they talked about Oregon the last time they tried to pass these laws. And so we need to all organize together and replace those individuals who are in office that want to take away our Second Amendment's rights. And as far as the mask goes, yeah, when I'm forced to wear it in these locations where I have to work, I have to feed the vending machines, unfortunately, I'm going to wear it because I got to make a living, support my family, and pay my bills. But the simple fact of the matter is that we got to fight for our rights and continue to replace those who don't believe in our rights. And it starts right at the top with Kate Brown.
Now, you're right about that. I mean, here's the problem is, you know, we've failed twice, right, to recall Kate Brown. You know, just get the signatures. So do you think it's possible we could do it again, a third time?
Well, Jeff, anything is possible. Of course, we know they cheat, disqualify signatures, et cetera, et cetera. And perhaps Shamia Fagan will allow those signatures to go through so she can take Kate's place. But the simple fact of the matter is we got bad leadership in this state from the top down, including our attorney general who doesn't care about our rights, et cetera. And so elections are the best way. And until we continue civil disobedience.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, elections are the best way, but we just have to make sure we elect the right people so we don't end up with Fred and the boys over in the Senate that are selling us down the river. Art, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Great day, Jeff. Go out and vote,
everybody. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Corby writes an email about masks. I'm with you. I won't spend my money at businesses that push the mask. I won't shop at Costco or Home Depot or places like that. They have said it doesn't matter what happens, they will still require masks. This is non-American, and it is communism, socialism, and Marxism all wrapped up in one. If those companies want, They need to get out of my country and take their business to China. People, please stand up to this tyranny. Well said. And then Dale, the other Dale, writes me an email and says, here's what Senator Brian Boquist has to say about Senate Bill 554 in his weekly newsletter. At least we have one senator who's standing up for us, and he talks about Senate Bill 554 makes criminals out of citizens in your own home. No kidding. Yeah, it does, folks. And it becomes effective 91 days after the legislative session, so there's no surprise. It is my intent at this time to file in court as an aggrieved legislator and a citizen after the law's effective date. It will likely keep me out of the Capitol until, and if winning a temporary injunction, staying the law until heard in court. Because Senator Boquist, as you know, is a former Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel. Brian spent a career fighting the bad guys all across the world, mostly in stuff he can never talk about. And he carries a gun. He's banned from the Capitol now. Yep. And then Wanda who's a liberal listener, says the unvaccinated need to mask. The CDC said the vaccinated don't need to mask. The CDC did not say states can't mandate all people mask. That is true. The CDC said local control prevails. The Supreme Court said long ago the U.S. can mandate vaccinations to protect the public. See Jacobson versus Massachusetts. The anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers cannot be trusted to be honest that they have not been vaccinated when they walk into a restaurant. They endanger others because they have not been vaccinated. Thus, most people think Oregon should keep the mask mandates. How do you know that, Wanda? How do you know that in the light of the CDC? I haven't seen a poll that says that. But you're a liberal, so I expect you to say that. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court said about this. We have inalienable rights, and government cannot force us to do anything. Did you hear that? Because ultimately is the fact that we have guns, we can defend ourselves. Freedom Heating and Air is a great group of people in Salem. They take care of you, make your life better. You know, the hot days have been here, and they're going to be back, folks. If you're not comfortable at home or you're in business because the air conditioning system ain't working right, you need to call Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Great to have you with us. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too, because you know what? We got to stand up for what we believe. We've absolutely got to stand up in every way. And that means choosing to let businesses know who are still going to require masks. You're going to go take your business elsewhere. That's how we have to do it, folks. That's the only way they'll stand up to Kate. Make it a great day. Keep praying for this great state, this nation. It's savable. Yes, it is. And they'd be determined to go out and act. Maybe persuadable. See you tomorrow.